السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام، رب إنهن أضلل كثيرا من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم. ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم، ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. ربنا إنك تعلم ما نخفي وما نعلن، وما يخفى على الله من شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق، إن ربي لسميع الدعاء. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي، ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. صدق الله العظيم.
All praise, all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's given us this beautiful opportunity, this beautiful occasion of Eid al-Adha. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to witness such a Mubarak day. Indeed, a great day to reflect, and a great day as a Muslim ummah to get together. This is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Generally on this day, the day of Eid al-Adha, we discuss the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we take some lessons from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The life of Ibrahim alayhi salam was full of lessons for us. Full of lessons, and one lesson that we'll discuss today was the loyalty of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That high level of loyalty that he showed, and that is that high level of loyalty that we should all be aiming for. Obviously we won't be able to reach that level, but we can aim to get somewhere close. May Allah Pak make it such that we can have that level of loyalty that was demonstrated by Ibrahim alayhi salam. Such a level of loyalty that even in our salah daily, that when we are sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we spend special salawat upon Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Every salat, this is the dua that we're reading. So much of fazilat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we look at the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and how he demonstrated this loyalty. Especially in this time and age that we are living in, this loyalty will be tested. That who is your loyalty lying with? Is your loyalty lying with Allah? Is your loyalty lying with your business? Is your loyalty lying with other people? Is your loyalty lying with sciences? Is your loyalty lying with the media? Or is your loyalty lying with Allah Pak and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam? So quickly we'll try and discuss, inshallah, the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam in a nutshell. We won't get everything, but some parts of it, we just discussed it recently in our morning hadith. So we'll just repeat it, inshallah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he made dua for many years that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must bless him with a son. That he wanted a child. And the reason he wanted a child also was not for any dunya purpose, so that this deen could continue. Making dua for a child at Allah, Rabbana, رَبَّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَى. Allah, this progeny of minds. This progeny of minds can establish salah. It can establish deen. So the reason he wanted a child also was so the deen of Allah Pak can continue. So after many years, ulama explained, after approximately 90 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with a son. And now Allah Baq want to test the loyalty. To see that loyalty, Ibrahim alayhi salam was known as Khalilullah. Hazrat Qasim Nanoti rahmatullahi alayhi explains, what is the meaning of Khalil? What is the meaning of Khalil? Khalil means bosom friend, close friend. That this heart that Allah Baq has given us, yes, this heart can have love for family, can have love for the children, can have love for the wife, can have love for other things, there's no problem. But that is on the periphery of the heart, the outer part of the heart. Then he explains that the innermost recess of the heart, the inside vessel of that heart, that is only has place for one. That is for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what is known as Khalil. That person whose innermost recess of the heart has only Allah in it. So then Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah Pak wanted to test him. Now he had a child after so many years. Can you imagine, as you get older, the children become more beloved to you. Therefore you find people, they love their grandchildren more than their own children. Sometimes they say that, the grandchildren are more beloved to me than even my own children, that they can't do without their grandchildren. So Allah Pak had given him this child. So you can say he was almost like a great grandfather's age when Allah Pak had given him this child. And then Allah Pak had commanded the mother of Ismail alayhi salam, that go, commanded to him to leave the mother of Ismail alayhi salam, Hajar alayhi salam, and leave Ismail, small suckling baby at that time, so not even 2 years of age. Go and leave them in this barren land in Makkatul Mukarramah. At that time there was absolutely nothing. Can you imagine what a test this was? To take them and leave them at a spot where there is no sign of any vegetation. Biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in inda baytikal muharram. When you went there, that heat, we know the heat of Makkatul Mukarramah. Throughout the year, the heat that is there. Now leave them in this barren land. Now in any place, a person, Allah Pak has made us social beings. We need at least three things. We need people around us to survive. We need to interact. Person is left completely isolated. It affects a person emotionally. It affects a person psychologically. Therefore, sometimes we don't realize in what's going on around. Many, many old people are left completely isolated. The amount of depression that they go through, only they can understand. The children don't want to see them. Grandchildren don't want to see them. This is not the style of a Muslim. A Muslim is one that is comforting the seniors, the elderly, all the time. Never ever leaves them all alone without any comfort. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that he knew that these were the things that they needed. But yet knowing one is, a person needs people around. Every person needs deen. Every person cannot do without deen. If he does without deen, he may live in this world. But after when he passes away, there is nothing left for this person. There is only destruction. And the third thing that the person needs to do, the person needs some type of provisions. So there wasn't any type of provisions there at the moment. When he came there, there was no vegetation at all. So now when Ibrahim alayhi salam left there, two of them, and he left them with a skin, water skin, with little bit of water in there, and some dates, little bit of dates that were there. And then he was going away. She didn't even know why he came and left her. That was it, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What? But it was loyalty demonstrated by her also. Not fighting with him, not arguing with him, just following with him and going. And then when he left them at this spot, and now he was going away, so she got worried. So she followed him until a place called Huda or Qada, that is near the Misfala area in Makkatul Mukarramah, and going in that direction. And then at that point she asked him, that did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask you to leave us here? So all he did was he nodded. All he did was he nodded in expression, yes, that answer. And then she said, in that case Allah will not destroy us. Can you imagine the level of iman of that woman? That there's no people there, there's no water there, there's no life there, there's nothing there. But she's saying, in that case Allah won't destroy us. One lesson that we take from this part of this hadith is that when we are fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will take care of us. Outwardly people may say that Ibrahim alayhi salam was irresponsible. How can he leave his wife and his family there? Outwardly it looks like that. But obeying the command of Allah is nothing irresponsible. That is the responsible thing to do. Is what Allah wants from me at that time, that is what I must do. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me to do, and how he showed me to do it, that is how I will do it. This is the responsible thing to do. Then anyway, he left them there, fully trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that my Allah will take care. This is the command of Allah. Allah Pak will take care of them. So now what she does is she goes on moving. A mother is a mother. Allah Pak has made that love in the heart of the mother for the child. The mother will always be a mother. So now what does she do? She starts moving towards Mount Marwa to climb up to some spot to see if she can see any people, any sign of life, because now whatever water she had, that water is finished. The child is crying, she is thirsty, there is nothing. She goes up, she sees nothing. She runs down She goes down towards Marwa, and that valley that we normally know where the two green lights are, at that point there was absolutely, she couldn't see anything, she couldn't see her child also. So she began to run at that spot, moving out to Mount Marwa. So from Safa to Marwa she went, she climbed up on the top, again looking to see, can't see anything. So she can perceive and see the child that is moving around, but there is no water, no sign of life. So she does this 7 times. After the 7th time, she hears a sound, and she comes. And when she comes, Jibreel alayhi salam. This is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Help of Allah Pak will come. It may be after a little delay, but the help of Allah will definitely come. Therefore, a Muslim never loses hope. In no situation he loses hope. Outwardly, everything is looking lost here. But Allah Pak will send his help, inshallah. So Allah Pak had sent Jibreel alayhi salam. He struck the ground, and when he struck the ground, water started shooting out from the ground. So she got so excited, she started building a sand wall around there to try and collect that water, so that that water would be saved. Ulama explained, had she not done that, up till this day the water would have been gushing out from there. It was the hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to leave it as a well there. So water remains there in that well, people can take, the hujjaj can take, people can drink. If water continued gushing from there, can you imagine how difficult it would have been to have tawaf, how difficult it would have been for salah. So this was the hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so much of barakat Allah pook, not only did he give, but he gave with so much of barakat that millions and millions of people are drinking that water of zamzam, and that water of zamzam is not depleting. That water of Zamzam is not finishing. And doesn't matter how big the crowd is, a well works at like this, is that to the extent of the water, that's how much you can draw. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, shows us this miracle that the higher the volume of people, the higher the level of the water. The more the water is being pulled, the higher the level. Less water is being pulled, there's a lesser crowd there, the lesser the water. You never have a situation of flooding. This is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one miracle that Allah Pak showed us of the loyalty of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then when he comes to a certain age, when age now he can move around, that he can move around, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us another lesson. There are many, many lessons, obviously we're only discussing two here. Is Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah Pak had shown him in a dream that he's slaughtering his son. Can you imagine what a bond? The child is at an age where he's moving around. The father has got that bond with the child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows him in a dream that you are slaughtering this child again to see, is that heart for Allah or is that heart for anybody else? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his knowledge knows everything. He knew the loyalty of Ibrahim alayhi salam, but to manifest it so that we could see it. So now when he tells his son, look at the loyalty of that child. He tells him, if alma tu'mar, what Allah has ordered you, you do that. Satajiduni insha'Allahu min as-sabirin, you will find me insha'Allah from amongst those that are very patient. I won't make it difficult for you. You do what you have to do. Can you imagine what is the iman of that child? So before Ibrahim alayhi salam went, left firstly, when he left them in Makkah al-Mukarramah, at that time when there was nothing there, he made 3 du'as for them. And this du'as also we should keep in mind when we're making du'a for our children and we're making du'a for our family. The first du'a he made is, Rabbana liyuqimus salah. He made du'a for the deen of them. That, wallah, you make it such that they establish salat. In other words, wallah, their deeni needs, you take care of it. The next thing he said, faj'al afidatan minan nasi tahwi ilayhim. Wallah, they need people. They are social beings. They can't remain like this. Allah, you make it such that people's hearts are inclined towards them, so that they have some people that come and stay with them. And then, وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. Wallah, you provide provisions for them. The third thing he made dua. Wallah, you provide. And this was something that was third on the list. Ask ourselves today when we are bringing up our children, the first thing we worried is what degree they get. The first thing is worried is what the occupation. How much do we worry about the deen of our children? That we're sending them to these schools, we're sending them to these institutes. What is going to happen to the iman of our children? The first dua Ibrahim alayhi salam is making for the deen of his family. Rabbana liyuqimus salah. Allah Pak, you keep their deen intact. You make them establish salat. The next part of the dua he makes, oh Allah, cause people to come towards them. And the last part, oh Allah, you provide for them. And then too, la'allahum yashkurun, so that they can make your shukr. Not that they can boast and be extravagant with what you have given them, but oh Allah, they can make your shukr. So this was the third dua that Ibrahim alayhi salam went. Anyway, day after when he reached that age, he had the dream, he tells Ismail alayhi salam. Ismail alayhi salam tells him that you will find me from amongst those that are very patient. The incident we all aware, we all know about this incident. But the lesson that we take home is that when the command came to Ibrahim alayhi salam, even to put the knife on that child that he made dua for after so long, he grew up, the child was so close, That was not difficult because it was the command of Allah. Outwardly, let's look at it and analyze it. What will people say if it was without deen? If there was no deen there, if it was atheists that was looking at it, non-Muslims, what would they say? They will say this is irresponsible behavior. How can you see a dream and put a knife over the neck of your child? But did Ibrahim alayhi salam look to see what the atheists are going to say, what the scientists are going to say? Ibrahim alayhi salam looked what Allah said. What Allah wants me to do, that is what I'm going to do. Allah wants me to put the knife over the neck of my child. I'm ready to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak, give us that love. Give us that tawfiq. That whatever Allah Pak wants, we are ready to do it. Therefore Allah Pak himself said, "Wa Ibrahim alladhi waffa." Ibrahim alayhi salam was a loyal person. That whatever he was told to do, he did it without even asking, without even complaining. It doesn't matter what happened. So every time we put the knife over the neck of that animal, think to ourselves that there was a time when a Nabi had put the knife over the neck of his own child, who happened to be another Nabi, for the sake of Allah. Allah has made it so easy for us to put the knife over the neck of that animal. At the least we can do is think that to ourselves that we are now putting the knife over the neck of our nafs, that we are cutting out all these haram desires, all these haram wishes that we have. Oh Allah, we are cutting it off totally. Totally we're cutting it off in remembrance of that Nabi who was prepared to cut something that was completely halal for him, something that was beloved to him, something that assisted him in for deen. He was willing to slaughter that. Wallah, at least now when we're slaughtering, we're thinking of what Ibrahim alayhi salam did, and we are happy to slaughter our nafs and our haram desires, and whatever we are doing that is haram, wallah, you save us. Very quickly, and we've got 2 minutes left for the bayan to finish. This day is a very Mubarak day. Let us not lose sight of this day being a Mubarak, a very blessed day. Let us not waste and do things in this day that will spoil our ibadat. Some things that we must completely refrain from is intermingling, where ladies and men are all mixing together. This is something very common. People think it to be nothing, but we're actually spoiling this day by getting in mixing up with ladies. Try and stay separate. Wherever we are, at the slaughterhouses, at home, try and keep it separate to the best of our ability. Let it not be such that we're mixing all the time. We will spoil it. Sometimes people are videoing the whole action of the Qurbani. Brothers, let us stay away from this completely. We are doing it for the sake of Allah. Allah is recording it. Allah has got Malaika that is recording it. We don't need to record it. We don't need to video record it. On the day of Qiyam, Allah will present it in front of us. If we're going to video record it and we're going to show it, that ikhlas, that we are doing it for the sake of Allah. Look, Ibrahim alayhi salam did it at the time when there was absolutely no recording done. Allah recorded it. Up till now we are taking his name and we are talking about the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam. There's no need to record it. There's no need to take pictures of the animals. There's no need to take pictures of the slaughtering. Leave that for Allah to do. Allah will take a recording of it and Allah will present it to us on the day of Qiyamah. We don't need to spoil this by our videoing. Let's cut that out altogether. Make it a point. Nowadays, unfortunately, our ibadat has been so spoiled. A person is making tawaf of Baytullah and he's videoing. A person is standing in front of the roza of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People are taking pictures. Everything has become a show. Whereas we should be doing it for the sake of Allah. We shouldn't be interested in showing anybody, not even reminding ourselves of what we did by looking at it later and seeing that how we slaughtered the animal. There's absolutely no need for that. We are doing it for the sake of Allah. Let Allah know about it and Allah will know about it. There's nothing for us to do. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Your Allah Pak never forgets whatever you do for him. So inshallah, these things, let us also be very careful of taking into consideration that animal. Let us not be cruel to that animal. Let us be kind to that animal. Do whatever we need to do in a way that is kind to that animal. And at the same time, we should also remember that this is an ibadat that we are doing for the sake of Allah. We should do it in a way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal.